Thank you for downloading the latest podcast from the Canada-Europe Transatlantic Dialogue, housed at Carleton University in Ottawa. The interviewees were in conversation with Helen Morris. For terms of use, please refer to the publication section of our website at www.canada-europe-dialogue.ca.
I'm Louis Thériault, Director of the International Trade and Investment Centre at the Conference Board of Canada.
Could you explain to me what you mean by Canada's missing trade with the EU?
This concept of missing trade goes back to the way we measure trade. And in a traditional fashion, the way to do that is to look at trade balance, exports and imports, and one minus the other. What we're saying is that the reality of trade dynamics today makes that measure not necessarily, doesn't inform the debate in the appropriate way. And the missing trade is really the component that includes investment, which is a trigger of trade, which includes foreign sale affiliate activity. So foreign companies operating in our country and Canadian companies operating abroad. It's also factor in the importance of imports in making us as a nation more competitive. It also includes the question of outsourcing. In the Canadian context in particular, where labor shortages is becoming a severe problem, outsourcing can be seen as a positive thing. So it's all that that makes the Canadian economy more competitive. The missing trade concept is trying to include.
What is integrative trade and why do you think this is the right approach?
So that's the segue from the missing to the integrative trade. Integrative trade is the broad concept that includes the things I've identified. So factor in the importance of investment that facilitate trades. Consider imports as a way to be more competitive. Consider outsourcing strategies as a way to remain more competitive globally. It includes services trade. That's something I didn't mention before, but services trade is often not seen at the same level as trade in goods. And that's an heritage of the past, of what I would call a more mercantilistic view of what trade is. So exports good, imports bad. So integrative trade excludes that model to be much more representative of global trade dynamics. And I think one good example is how, let's say, the BlackBerry is being produced. A lot of the R&D, a lot of the thinking behind some manufacturing takes place in Canada, but BlackBerries sold in Europe, for example, or made in Hungary. Company will not only source locally, only manufacture locally when it competes in the global economy, so it needs to take advantage of what other countries are better than we are at. So that's the question of competitive advantages. So we need to tap into that to remain competitive. It's not only a question of growing the pie, sometimes it's also about maintaining what we have, because other countries are doing it as we speak. And emerging countries like China, India, Brazil, for example, doing that. So we have to also maintain, we have to think of growth, but we also have to think about our current competitiveness and how to maintain our position in the global marketplace.
What are the costs and benefits of taking a short-term versus a longer-term view of Canada's trade relationship with the EU?
In the short term, I think that NAFTA is a good example. There was short-term issues with textile, transportation of grain. When you negotiate a free trade agreement with a country, you have to consider that there's short-term transition cost. Some industries that have been operating under certain rules for many years can't just from the day before the agreement to the day after just change their whole business model. So there's a transition period that needs to be factored in. That's part of the negotiation. It has to be embedded in the trade agreement. So it has to be considered during the negotiation. So the short term is really about that. If there's industries that will be transformed dramatically as a result, then again, like there could be some specific government programs, for example, to alleviate the short term pain. But in the longer run, frankly, it's the global economic position of Canada in the world. So our competitiveness that we have to keep in mind. And frankly, so far, and if you think of the largest trade negotiation we had in Canadian history, the free trade, the NAFTA, or FTA, it's been good for Canada overall. Yes, there's been some change, some structural change as a result. But overall, look at employment over the last 20 years. Look at the unemployment rate. Look at how Canada has managed to get out of the crisis, financial crisis in 2008. If you take a global perspective and look at wealth creation for all Canadians, these trade negotiations should take place and we should embrace the process. But with, as I mentioned, we should also consider the short-term transition. So the two have to really be part of the deal.
Is there anything else you think we need to be considering at this time in connection with EU-Canada trade relations?
I would say that so far it's been easier than expected, but the tougher issues are getting discussed this week as we speak, and they will be discussed in the next round of negotiations. So the public debate is now finally more important than it was up until now, which is a good thing. And I think negotiators, and mainly Steve Earle, the chief negotiator for Canada, and Pierre Mac Johnson for Quebec, they were not complaining directly, but they were asking for feedback on an ongoing basis, and that was difficult to get. And now I think we're getting into a phase of negotiation that will trigger that kind of interaction, and it's really positive for the process.
Thank you very much.
My pleasure.